阿弥陀佛，距离上次讲应该有好几个月前的，对不对
？Good morning, everyone, and our Facebook friends. So it's been a couple months since our last talk on this topic.
还记得我们之前讲过什么吗
？Do you remember what we talked about last time?
都忘记了。所以没关系，我花几分钟的时间，我们来 review 一下我们之前讲的。其实我们今天讲的内容是跟上次两次讲的还是有关系的吼。
So let's spend a couple minutes review what we went through on this topic.
我们这个讲题的题目是什么？参禅发要，对不对吼？我们整个的主题啦，大的主题我们讲的是参禅法要，所以讲参禅哦，所以今天我们持续的就是继续讲参禅，然后可是我们一定要先知道所谓的参禅是什么嘛，哈、哦，这个我们在第一次的分享就是讲经的里面就跟大家分享，那参禅是什么？你不知道参禅，那你的修行就会。会有点点迷迷糊糊，会不会？你不知道你要做什么嘛，哈、哦，所以要先知道认识所谓的参禅是什么啊？哦，参禅是什么？还记得吗？禅修嘛，我们都是禅修的人，对不对？那禅修是什么？好，来。
So, the general bigger topic of our series is the essence of Chan practice, and in Sorry, in the first session, we talked about the objective of Chan practice or the objective of investigating Chan. So what is the objective of Chan practice? Does anybody remember?
好，没有关系，我就自问自答好了哈。其实禅它就是一个方法。那因为我们现在我们的心是怎样散乱的、哦、而且是不断不断的在向外攀援，所以我们需要有一个方法，这是我们线下根性的人是这个样子、哦、等一下在 review 的时候会讲以前的人 上次有讲上烟者他需要这些方法吗、哦、上根的人我们是因为我们现在的人心太乱了，跟你讲一个很简单的观念，哦，一个很简单的方法讲的，可是我们做不到，所以祖师大德很慈悲，就不断的不断的哈、哦、发展出很多的观念跟方法，让我们来用，可以把我们的心怎样，能够把我的心能够安定。甚至不断的不断用这些东观念跟方法来清净我们的心，所以这就是所谓的禅、哦、用一个方法、哦、来把我们的心怎样除去我们本来不应该有的妄想执着、
嗯、So the objective of Chan to review what we went through Chan is essentially a methodAnd a lot of us, we have so many wandering thoughts all the time. We have so many attachments and clingings. That's why we need Chan. We need this method. And as we went through, there are people, with superior karmic roots in ancient times. Once they know the method, they will be able to get rid of their wandering thoughts instantly.But a lot of us, our modern day people, we cannot do it with this simple method. We don't have this superior karmic roots. And our Chan master, and they are very compassionate. They come up with different methods to help us get rid of these wandering thoughts and eradicating these impurities and seeing into our true self nature.
哦，所以其实真正的禅哦，它是怎样无法言说的， 哦、可是我们现在要想要知道说有这些观念，有些这些方法，然后要真正的去体验验证到禅，可是我们就是要借着这些所谓的什么言说的方便法来帮我们去体验真正的法是什么。可是真正的法有没有这个东西？好、哦，《楞严经》里面讲嘛，一落言权就已经什么即是非，即非实法了，对不对？哦，你一定已经落入所谓的语言、文字、符号、思维，这个已经不是真正实实在在的那个法。哦、
So the real chan, it is outside scripts or words. It can be experienced, but it cannot be expressed in words or scripts. But because of our karmic roots, we have to use these convenience methods to try to describe it. And Shri Guama Sutra have mentioned that once we try to start expressing things in words or scripts, then it's not real Dharma.
所以我们就是我们现在的人学佛啊修行，我们就是要认知到我们自己现下的状况、哦、所以我们还是要说修说证，还是要借着这些语言文字上给我们的观念方法去修行嘛、哦、所以那有了这些观念方法、哦、我们就要真正的去运用它。那好，那讲这边。
So for us, the modern day practitioners, we have to go with our current condition, our current status of our karmic roots. So we still, in the beginning, we still try to go with the help of these words and scripts in order to, get the correct methods and the correct, opinions.
所以当我们在假借这些施设给我们这些观念方法的时候，我们背后一定要有很正确的所谓的正知见、哦、就是说我们在走这个修行的阶段，这些都是方便，最后、哦、我们禅宗讲顿悟嘛，所谓的顿悟是什么？其实它是直指人心，不假修正、哦、直接告诉你去，就是去看你那颗心，好、哦，去观你那颗心，不需要透过这些语言文字。可是因为我们现在根性实在是太怎么样，太差了，哦，所以我们要给你这些很多，给你很多的 map， 哦，给很多很多地图，给你很多的方向的指导，叫你不要迷路了，哦，那我们就照老师照着去做，哦，那可是最重要就是那个政治线是什么？其实就是要有空性的观念，不要认为说我们说要见性成佛、哦、我们说我们要体验开悟，这些都是什么方便说、哦、你不要真的说哎，成佛真的有一个佛你要去成就，去成它有一个开悟的那个东西你要去找到它，有没有？没有、哦、这样子我们反而是会去着相，会去抓取，我一定要去找到那个东西啊！这个跟修行最根本、最究竟，我们要去提升的东西，就是怎样不相应，是相违背的。好、哦，所以我们在修行，我们现在这个阶段，我们一定要清楚，我们有这些东西，我们要去照着做，我们要老老实实的去用。可是最终的最后支持你，好、哦。能够真的体验到的东西，那个正最根本的正知见一定要有、哦、否则你就会一直在有上抓东西，有上用功。
So for our beginner practitioners, it is important we have this realization, this right concept, that all these words, these methods, they're maps, they help us to practice. But in the end, we need to go back to the right mind, our self nature. And in the end, it's about the right concept, the concept of emptiness. And all this talk of enlightenment, it's a convenience method. But we should go back to the concept of emptiness. Because if we focus on or we keep attached to the idea of enlightenment, then it's still try to grasping something. And so for us beginner practitioners, there are these convenience methods and we use them and practice them. But we in the beginning, we should have the right concept of emptiness.
好，那现在就是简单先讲参禅。那我们再复习一下，那为什么需要参禅？参禅的目的主要是要让我们做什么
？So why do we need to do chan practice or investigating chan? What's the objective of chan practice?
其实佛陀在顿悟的时候，他讲的那一句话，大家还记得吗？ Yes. You understand what I'm talking in Chinese? Transcend all suffering, yes. But do you remember the phrase that the sentence like right after the Buddha got enlightened, what did he say?
Is this in the Heart Sutra, or you're referring to some other text? What did the Buddha say? I don't remember exactly.
Okay.
But
it's the similar concept, though.
Well,
yes.
Yeah, you know, when the Bodhisattva Avalokitesvara was coursing in the deep Prajnaparamita, he perceived that all five skandhas are empty, and thereby transcending all suffering.
Mm-hmm.
So that perception that's described there leads to the transcending of all suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So what does it mean when you say all five skandhas are empty? You know, that you have to talk about what emptiness means a little bit now, which is always a little hard. But it means that everything that we experience has two characteristics. It's impermanent. Any experience you have is impermanent. And also, the second one is that there is no experience out there that is separate and distinct from everything else. Everything is interrelated all the time, okay? And if you can live your life understanding those two things, well, then you're leading a good Buddhist life.
我们刚才这位菩萨分享了一下他觉得参禅的目的就是需要了解空性，然后他分享了一些他对空性的观点。
你就这样了，好，没关系，可以。I will reply in Chinese so she can do the translation. Sorry. 刚刚 Bill 好讲的其实他就是把空性哈，在《心经》里面理解到的空性，然后告诉我们说，哎，《心经》里面讲什么？要照见五蕴皆空，你就怎样可以度一切苦厄，是不是这样子？对哈。那其实我们参禅的目的是要去体验这个空性，没有错。那为什么我们不能体验空性？佛陀开悟的时候讲的那句话是什么？只因怎样妄想执着不能证得，那就是因为这个妄想执着，所以我们有什么苦厄，我们会受苦，我们会 suffering， right？ 我们会 suffer， right？ 就是因为我们这个妄想执着。
So, to answer Bill's question, so Bill shared some of his thoughts on emptiness, the fact that the objective is to ending all sufferings, and to end it, we need to understand emptiness. And Fa Shi asked, so this is the objective, but why is that we cannot get there, we cannot experience this emptiness? And to go back to Fa Shi's talk, Fa Shi asked, when Shikamuni Buddha become enlightened, what's the first thing he said? And he basically said that all the sentient beings, they have the wisdom of Buddha, but because of their wandering thoughts and their attachment, they cannot experience, they cannot get the this wisdom. Because of this wandering thoughts and attachments, they cannot get the wisdom, so they suffer. That's to answer Bill's sharing.
所以其实我们讲的是同样的东西了哈。所以其实它主要我们参禅的目的就是要帮我们去怎么样除去我们的妄想执着。因为有这个妄想执着，所以我们受苦嘛，哈，我们会沉沉载载浮浮的，就是在这个生死苦海里面。可是我们如果愿意，哈，当下起这个心念，我们想要放下这个妄想执着啊，那我们就怎样？其实我们就离苦了嘛，哈，哈，我们就离苦了啊，对不对？啊，所以其实佛陀教我们最主要的方法就是怎样放下。
So, so to go back to what Buddha told us, that all sentient beings have Buddha's wisdom, but because of their wandering thoughts and their attachment, they cannot get this. They're in suffering. And So how do we get rid of these wandering thoughts? How do we get rid of attachment? The method is to just let go, to put down all entangling conditions. That way we can leave and get rid of all these sufferings.
所以这个其实就是从佛陀开悟到接下来的很多祖师大德教我们的方法，就是不断的、不断的告诉我们要放下。所以在虚呢老和尚这个参禅法要的文字里面，他就有分成，帮我们人分成了两个不同的族群嘛。上根者，哦，你只要告诉说放下，他就能够放下。所以这里讲的是什么？上焉者，一念永歇，直至无生。顿证菩提，所以对根性非常非常好的人，他就叫你怎么样放下。所以佛陀讲什么歇即菩提嘛，六祖坛经里面也有讲，对不对？哦，所以放下，那要放下容不容易啊？对我们来讲，我们放下两个字很简单，很好理解，对不对？可是你要去做，做不做得到？好难哦。
So we just reviewed the first talk in this series. We talked about the objective of Chan. And now we go to the second talk. We review the second talk, which is putting down and letting go all entangling conditions. And so we talked about the best practitioner, one of the superior abilities. They can stop all thoughts forever, arrive directly at the condition of non-arising, and instantly experience Bodhi. Such a person is not entangled by anything. And there's also this quote from script that says, putting down is Bodhi. And Fa Shi asked, Is it easy to letting go and putting down? So for most of us, it's very hard.
所以其实训老和尚就点出，你要能够万缘放下，一念不生哈，你才是能够真正做到所谓真正参禅这件事情。所以我们师父也讲嘛哈，我们要能够真正的开始方法用得上，能够够真正的进入哈入门，我们首先要做的是什么？要消业障，要培福，要广结善缘。否则我们都在现在处理这些身心上的问题、哦、啊，这些是不是各种攀缘啊，从各种攀缘来的、哦、如果你不去攀缘、哦、不去执着，你会不会有这些身心上的障碍，甚至是人比如说我们遇到任何现象起心动念，所以你在起心动念行为上，你就马上在那个当下你就造了什么障碍的业因，对不对、哦、那如果我们能够愿意放下、哦、不要去攀缘，不要去起分别心、哦、那我们这些烦恼就在那个当下，我们 一愿意去放舍，它就会不会继续像滚雪球一样，在每一个当下的因缘，你就不断的在造业因嘛，是不是这样子？嗯。
So Master Xu Yun, which is the original Chan Master who gave the lecture on the essence of Chan practice, he mentioned to put down all entangling conditions, let not one thought arise, is the prerequisite of practice of Chan. So for a lot of our beginners, when we first start practicing, a lot of the work we do is to cultivate good karmic roots, to accumulate good blessings, and we try to make good friends. And all this work we do is to try to accumulate the work so that we have less attachment, less clinging. Because we have a lot of obstructions in our body and mind. And because of all the karmic roots we have wandering thoughts and clingings and attachments all this time. We distinguish between this is what I like, this is what I don't like all the time. And one of the essence of Chan practice is to putting down and letting go of all these distinguishing, all these attachments, all this grasping. So our thoughts and wandering thoughts are not like this snowball. It just keep rolling and rolling and get bigger and bigger.
好，那就是大概的跟大家一起复习我们之前讲过的哈。那接下来我们继续我们今天要讲的主要的两个主观念，就是参禅跟观心哈。那什么是参禅？我们刚刚有介绍的这些，这个也是虚云老和尚他文章里面本来的原文哈。他说宗门主参禅，那宗门其实就讲的是禅宗哈。那他主要的就是在做参禅这件事情，那参禅的在做什么？就是要去明心见性。明什么性？好，明我们自己本具有的那一颗圆满清净心，对不对？啊，见什么性？哦，就见我们的佛性，对不对？哦，其实呢，这个清净心跟佛性其实是一样的，心性嘛，对不对？吼、哦，其实那又更白话讲，他就是说啊，其实就是要去看透我们自己本来的面目。哦，我们的本来面目是什么？你知不知道？不晓得。哦，可是这个东西你去体证它了吗？没有。我们都就像乌鸦学语一样，我告诉你这个、哦、可是这真的是从你自己内心体证出来的实相吗？ 哎，都不是，我在这边也是鹦鹉学语啦，对不对？哈，我也没有体证嘛，哈。可是我们都在练习嘛，对不对？所以就是所谓的明悟自心，测见本性，这就是我们参禅在做的事情。
So, this is, we reviewed the objective of chan and, putting down all entangling conditions, which is our, previous topics. And now we go to today's topic, which is investigating chan and contemplating mind. So in Master Xun's, original, text, he said, our sect, which is the chan sect, focuses on, investigating chan.And so what's the purpose of practicing chan? It is to illuminate the mind and see into one's true nature. And the, so what is, our, mind? What mind are we trying to illuminate? And what nature are we trying to see into? So the mind, is our pure awareness, this mind of pure awareness. And the nature we're trying to see into is our Buddha nature. And what we're trying to do is to see into our original nature, our original face before we were born. And, you know, Fashi is asking, have we seen this? Have we experienced this? A lot of us, we keep parroting what Chan Master told us, you know, to see into our original nature, our original face, but we never experienced it. And so what we want to do every day is to keep practicing so we eventually experience this.
所以接下来训老和尚就再重新再把我们整个参禅的这个源流再稍微重新以从参禅的这个观念来再多琢磨一下。其实他说这个法门自佛陀拈花到菩提达摩传来以东土以后，下手功夫屡有变迁。那佛陀拈花微笑的故事听过吧？对不对？到达摩祖师传来东土以后，这么长的时间，一直到我们现在，其实我们要去体证的东西都不一样，不是都一样，对不对？都是在告诉我们要去怎样看到我们这个本心嘛，对不对？可是下手功夫就不一样了，是不是这样子？拈花微笑，佛陀要讲什么吗？他只是简简单单的怎样，把一朵花举起来而已嘛，哈。他有说我要给你什么东西吗
？So, so Master Xu Yun wrote in the original text.Since the time when Buddha hold up a flower and Bodhidharma come to East, the methods for entry into the Dharma door has continually evolved. So, I want to very briefly cover the Buddha hold up a flower story. So, Shakyamuni Buddha, he gives a wordless sermon to his disciples by holding up a white flower. No one in the audience understands the flower sermon, except Makashriapa, who smiles. Within Chan, the flower sermon communicates the ineffable nature of suchness, and Makashriapa's smile signifies the direct transmission of wisdom without words.So this is the flower sermon, and Bodhidharma is who the Chan master who come to East, to come to China to broadcasting and to spread Chan. So since that time, when Buddha hold up the flower and Bodhidharma come to the East, the methods for entry into Dhamma door have continually evolved. But what we are trying to experience, we're trying to prove, to see the true nature is the same. But we have different methods evolved to help different people with different karmic roots.
可是如果这个拈花微笑用到我们现在这个时代线下，我们有人办法像加持尊者这样吗？我们跟他讲说，这到底是什么意思？对不对？我还迷糊里糊糊里糊涂，我会问说，佛陀为什么要把一朵花举起来？他到底想要讲什么？对不对？我们心里就开始一直猜测，一直猜测，我们根本看不到那个东西，佛陀想要真正传达给我们的那个东西，所以啊，整个演变下来，我们就有许许多多的方法、方便法，哦、我们都把这个讲是方便法，来告诉我们怎么去看到我们那颗本心，对不对？
So if Buddha were to use this method right now, if we were to use this method right now, if Buddha hold up a flower in front of you, what do? We don't understand a thing. We just keep guessing, well, what is this, right? And we just keep guessing and with all these wandering thoughts. And that's why we have evolved all these methods, all these convenience methods to help you understand.
好，那再把我们现在时间再往前推一点，以前的祖师大哲跟他们师徒之间，其实也没有像我们现在讲这么多嘛，对不对？哈，其实他们就可能就是一句、半句，甚至是一个怎样手势、一个动作，可能他们彼此之间就知道他们在做什么了，对不对？所以我们真正的要去验证，是我们说传法，它主要在传的是什么？心呐、啊，哦，啊，这个心是怎样看得到、摸得到、可以形容的吗？没有，所以我们说以心印心，是真的要印证什么东西，要传给你什么东西吗？哦，这个心哦，这个心是什么样？无形无相，不来不去，这个大家都可能都比我会背了，对不对？哦，摸不着，摸不透。可是它又实实在在就是在那里，而且它是不动的，对不对？可是这些文字上我们都记得住，都好像都还可以理解，可是你到底真的知不知道它是什么？老实讲，我们实在是不知道，对不对？哦。
So now if we go a little bit more recent, we go to Tang Song Dynasty around 700 AD, and we still see between the Chan Master and disciples, they understand each other with one word or half a sentence or just one gesture. So the transmission of the Dharma is done through the sealing of mind with mind. They're not trying to giving you something. So for mind, there's no form, no character, no coming, and no going. And a lot of you recite this better than Fashi is, but the thing is, what the objective is to truly understand what it is.
所以这边虚云老和尚就讲说，诶，以前师徒之间的传授不过是以心印心，并没有所谓实法要彼此之间要传给什么，平日的参问酬答也不过随方解缚因病与药而已。
So that's why in his original text, Master Xu Yun write about The transmission from master to disciple was the sealing of mind with mind. There is no fixed dharma. There's no like this real thing I'm giving you. Everyday question and answer, they only united the bonds. It was nothing more than prescribing the right medicine for the right illness.
所谓的这个心这个法要传给你，它是没有固定的，哦，它没有所谓固定说什么样才是方法，什么样才是那个这个是法，什么样不是法。它其实所有我们讲什么，万物皆在跟你什么说法，什么东西现象，它的存在都是建立在这个什么佛法的因缘因果基础之上的，所以万物都在跟你说法的，欸，所以师徒之间他们为什么会有这些我们说他们之间的禅机应对啊，是这么活活泼泼的，那只是因为你当下有这个需要，这个需求，这个疑惑，他当下就应你这个机，给你这个方法点破你，所以他讲不过是随方解缚。我们生病了，我们要吃药，我们才很好嘛。那我们主要修行是在医我们的什么病？我们的心病，我们的心生病了。哦，所以我们就像我们说佛是什么大医王，对不对？他其实主要的就是在把我们怎么这个心理纠结。哦，然后被烦恼困住了这一个很严重的心病，哦，那我们能够心开意解罢了，哦，所以给我们这颗心它需要的药，我们叫心药，对不对，哦，
So we could see during those times there's no fixed dharma, there's no, oh this is dharma, that isn't dharma, everything, everyphenomena is dharma. Every phenomenon is having a dharma talk to you. And so like what Master Xuyin just wrote, it was nothing more than prescribing the right medicine for the right illness. So it is really what the disciple need and what the timing need.So we would say that, Buddha is this master of the medicine. And what illness are they trying to treat? It is, what illness is Buddha trying to treat?
The illness of the mind. Ignorance.
Yeah, the illness of in our mind, right?So we have so many clings and entangled thoughts, and so what Dharma is really to untangle these entangling thoughts.
所以，哦，可是我们现在的人跟你这样一言半句，我们可能就直接卡在那里，不知道要干什么，对不对，哦，所以宋代以后的祖师们看到我们这些众生的根性是怎样越来越什么越差了，所以我们是讲了做不到，对不对，哦，啊，如果能够做到几分，我们可能就自己在那边怎样沾沾自喜，我有做到这样，哦，可是真的做得很透彻很实在，如果真的做得很透彻很实在，我们还会再起烦恼吗？还会再觉得我们有受苦吗？可能不会，对不对？所以我们常常是讲了做不到，哦，那讲什么？请我们刚刚讲佛陀一刚开始给我们的方法就是什么歇嘛，歇是什么？就是要放下万缘，对不对？当时说叫我们放下，然后不要去分别善恶，不要去做恶做善，不思善不思恶，可是我们就是做不到。
So that's but for us, for modern day people, probably we cannot do with one sentence or half a sentence. So if Chan Master give you one sentence or half a sentence, you will just get confused. Or even if you achieve something, we will feel like very happy and just feel it's sufficient and stop there, even if we still have a lot of sufferings. So we cannot do these things. We cannot do it. Like in the beginning, we talked about, in the previous talks, we talked about cessation. We talked about putting down all entangling conditions. We talked about to not think about good and evil. But like modern day people cannot do it, cannot think about, they cannot stop thinking. And so, yeah, I think that's, yeah.
Okay, 好。所以我们既然做不到，祖师大德很慈悲，所以他只能再给我们，给我们开更多的药，对不对？哦，所以那其实我们这个心病啊，已经到是什么？已经我们叫什么？根深蒂固啊，受毒很深的这样子的感觉哈。所以祖师大们给我们开示了这更多更多的观念跟方法，来让我们可以修行。那他们这就是出于什么？他讲，训老师讲，都是不得已的啦，哈，就是要让我们用更狠、更毒的方式哈，来去对治我们那个根深蒂固，然后受毒很深的那个心病哈。所以他，我觉得他这个用词其实很强硬、很强烈。那为什么？其实就要告诉我们啊，我们真要知道，要去看到我们真的生病了，哦，而且这个病还病得不轻哦，对不对哈？所以他就是讲到以毒攻毒的办法，才开始教我们要参公案，哦，要参话头，其他种种的方法都来了。
So since we cannot do it, we cannot understand it, the Chan Masters, they, what do? They keep prescribing medicine to treat our illness in our mind, which is deeply, deeply rooted. So really they come up with these methods. They come up with methods of gong an or hua tou, because they under these circumstances, they have no choice but use poison to fight poison. So that's why they taught the method of investigating gong an and hua tou.
其实你可以看到哈，从这段文字，其实你们可以看到，体验到祖师大们其实他们在想要帮助众生、爱护众生，希望他们能够解脱离土的那一颗悲心是很深重的，对不对？否则其实他自己有体证的，他不需要去做这件事情嘛，对不对？他自己从这个很深的很深的，我们讲说毒好了，已经解毒了，我们通常的人就是这样嘛，我们自己可能离苦了一点点，我们就想说，好家在，我已经离苦了，我们常常会要想到要去帮助别人的，可能顶多帮助我们比较亲近的人，不忍心他们受苦。我们会再想得更远一些吗？你路上不认识的人，甚至跟你完全不相关的人，甚至是你非常讨厌的人，你通常不会把这个信念传到那里去嘛，对不对？其实这个就是这个心念，我们不能把我们这个心想要去包容所有众生的时候，我们其实就是把我们自己修行的路卡在那里了。
So from this we can see the compassionate mind of all these Chan masters and patriarchs. So because they have already gained enlightenment, they already get rid of suffering themselves, but they keep coming up methods to help us to deliver innumerable sentient beings. So for us, what do we usually do in every day? Do we go out of our way to help people we don't know, people who are unrelated? Do we even think about these people? And furthermore, do we even think about helping people we dislike? So from this we can see that these Chan masters, they are thinking, they care about us. They want us to see that we are in deep illness.
所以其实师父以前在禅期的开示，甚至是在一般的开示里面，他都很强调我们修行齁很重要，你真的修行你要得力，你一定要怎样发菩提心，这个你才真正的是往修行的正道在走，否则以前师父也常常会比较严厉的讲我们禅修的人都是怎样自私鬼，对不对？
So that's why our Shifu in his usually 7-day Chan retreat talk, or even in ordinary day talks, Dharma talks, he emphasizes to benefit from practicing, we have to have the Buddhi mind. We have to be compassionate. That is the right way. Because We sometimes to say a lot of our Chan practitioners we're this very selfish ghost. We're very very selfish. We only want to benefit ourselves.
所以就像刚刚 Bill 讲的嘛，其实我们都是怎样 interconnected。他刚刚用的是这个字眼，对不对？其实我们都是相关的。我们这个个体虽然显现现象感觉是我是一个个体，可是你这个个体跟所有的人跟所有的现象跟甚至所有宇宙三千大千世界其实是不二的，所以你只如果你的心还是停留在这个个体的时候，你是没有办法真正的去尝到那个所谓修行要我们去悟证到的那个什么那颗本心清净不二的本心
So like Bill just shared about emptiness just now, every sentient being is interconnected, so we are not individual. Everyone, every sentient beings in this worldThe Buddha nature is one, and what we are trying to practice, trying to prove the self nature, the Buddha nature is one.
所以我相信师父甚至很多法师在分享的时候，我自己在听哈，我觉得是说常常讲说我们修行一定要想到哈。我们这修行不是为了自己，一定要把所有的众生，包括在自己的修行里面，把所有众生放在自己的心里面，带着所有的众生一起在走修行这条路，尤其我们讲，我们除了是一个禅宗道场，我们还是一个什么？观音道场。那观音菩萨，他的精神，他的愿是在什么？慈悲嘛，慈悲其实就是我们的菩提心的显现，对不对？的表现，所以其实慈悲跟智慧，我们说禅修主要是要去开悟，开悟是要什么？ 得智慧嘛，可是你没有慈悲，你的那个智慧是不是完整的？是不是具足的？不是。
So that's why we emphasize when we practice, we not just practice on our own. When we practice, we bring all the sentient beings with us on the road. And so our practice center, it's a Chan practice center. It's also a practice center of Guanyin Bodhisattva. And Guanyin Bodhisattva, she has very compassionate vows. And also when we say enlightened being, they are sufficient in both wisdom and compassionate. And if you don't have a Bodhi mind, compassionate mind, then your wisdom is not complete or sufficient.
好，那只是从这一段里面我就看到，其实祖师们他们的慈悲哈，是让人家很感动的哈。那我们自己在修行的人，我们也要就要学习，我们从祖师大德他们的行仪身上，我们要把它反思到我们自己的修行，哈，去启发，哈，去学习，哈，看看我们自己的修行可以怎么做。
So that's why when I see the original text, I feel very moved. And that's why when we practice, we need to learn from these Chan masters, their compassionate vows.
好，接下来，那讲到说我们参禅是怎么回事，为什么要参禅，演变到现在参禅是有真的给你一个实实在在的方法，哦，那主要的在虚云老和尚的参禅法要里面他介绍的方法就是话头，所以我们现在要讲话头的方法。
So let's go back. We talked about investigating Chan, the objective of investigating Chan, and we go back to the method. And in this specific article, the method Master Xu Yun talked about is the method of 话头。
他的原文讲的是，哦，出世看话头，甚至于要咬定一个死话头，叫你咬得紧紧的，刹那不要放松，如老鼠啃棺材，相似咬定一处不通不止。
So 话头 is two Chinese characters. 话 means words. 头 means head or origin. So 话头 together mean the origin of words. Or so in Master Xu Yun's text, he said, when one begins looking into a 话头, one must grasp it tightly, never letting go. So when one begins looking into a origin of words, one grasp it tightly, never letting go. It is like a mouse trying to chew its way out of a coffin. It concentrates on one point, it doesn't try different places, and it doesn't stop until it gets through.
所以这一开始就告诉我们，话头，你刚开始用话头的时候，你一定要真的把这个话头紧紧的、紧紧的照顾好、看住，哦。他这里的比喻是像老鼠啃棺材这样子，哦。我说我们要有老鼠的精神，是不是这样子？老鼠为了想要吃一个东西，我们这里以前常常有老鼠，现在还是有，哦，那个墙角，哦，或者是那个什么塑胶的盒子里面，他就在那个地方一直啃，一直啃，一直啃，直到他可以进去找到食物，对不对？哈，哦，啊，我们这个精神就是这个是什么？他那个精神是怎样？不放弃的，对不对？哦，可是我们人哈，哦，常常有这样子的惰性，你试了一下三分钟热度，你看不到，闻不到，摸不到。就不知道到底是什么时候你就怎样放弃了，
So Master Xu Yun used a method that we must practice 话头, like a mouse trying to chew its way out of coffin. So we have a lot of like mouse. We used to have a lot of mouse here in the temple, and we still do have some. What do mouse do? They chew their way. They continue chew their way on a corner or on a wall endlessly. They never stop until they get through and they get food, right? And we must have this this idea, this spirit of not giving up, because a lot of our practitioners, we're lazy. We practice a little, then we cannot see the result. We just let it, we just put it down, we just give it up, and we say, just give up.
所以其实师父也常提醒我们修行要精进。 可是这个精进的意思是什么? 对,细水长流。 那细水长流的意思是什么? 就像老鼠一样嘛, 它其实今天咬,一直咬,一直咬, 它没有破, 它明天还是回来, 一直咬,一直咬, 一直咬, 对不对? 他每天都这样子不断的 就是在这个地方下功夫, 在这个地方下功夫, 直到他真的通了, 对不对? 哦, 这个细水长流, 不是说, 哦, 我要永永静静的用功, 我在一个月, 几天, 一个月, 我就全身心的投入, 哦, 然后用猛力, 然后就说, 我一定要开悟, 不开悟我的头给, 就掉下来, 哦, 这样。 可是这样子的，这样是怎样？ 其实你那个执着心很强， 对不对？ 哦, 你一直执着你要开悟， 你要有经验， 你要有体验， 哦, 你是很用功， 没有错， 对不对？ 哦, 很用功啊， 真的很用功， 诶, 一早起来， 一大早起来， 然后就开始打坐， 看诵经拜佛， 哦, 可是你那个用猛力的心， 其实你跟方法本身就不相应了。 所以那个细水长流， 你就时时刻刻都是把方法， 甚至如果这个是用话头， 你时时刻刻心是不离你的话头的， 时时刻刻就把那个移情 放在心里面， 想要去知道。
So our Shifu always say that we should be diligent in our practice. What does it mean? It means we need to have the patience of keep practicing little by little every day. Just like the mouse example, they just keep chewing little by little every day. If I don't get through this today, I keep chewing tomorrow. And a lot of us, we tend to do hard work, you know, in one shot, in one instant. Oh, for this month, I'm going to work very, very hard. And if I don't get enlightened in this 1 month, you can chop off my head or something like that. And these are like too much attachment. It's itself not in correspondence with the method. And so when we practice, we shouldn't do that. We should use the diligence in a very patient way through the course of a long duration. And so, for example, the method of 话头 here, and we should make sure our mind doesn't leave 话头 every instant. We should have the doubt every instant in practice in the long term.
好，那他这里哈提出来一个哈，他这里讲说我们要咬定一个死话头，为什么这里说这个话头是死的啊？ 对，话头这个方法一刚开始就是要用这个话头把你的心集中专注起来。可是这个话头为什么说它是一个死话头？因为它不是应你的机给你的。我们现在用的话头都是什么？对，都是祖师大德他们之前已经用过，他们开悟的，我们把它拿起来，我们去参嘛。所以那个话头不是应你的机的，所以这个话头是死的。可是用这个死话头对我们来讲没有帮助，还是有的。
So, when the original text, of, Master Xu Yun, it says we must, grasp to a dead or a fixed 话头. So what does it mean? It means we, you know, we grasp to a fixed 话头, a fixed words.Because these are not in the previous example where, the Chan Master and disciple, they just come up with, Gong An. They come up with one sentence according to the timing, according to the environment, according to the opportunity. But, these Hua Tou, they are fixed. They are, Chan Master use it to gain enlightenment.So they're still, they're fixed, but they're still helpful for us.
那师父曾经讲哈，你可不可以，师父介绍的话头有几个？第一个是什么？哦，托着死尸走的是谁？然后还有呢？什么是无？还有什么？念佛是谁？还有一个，什么是你的本来面目？对不对？哈，这四个都还是都是从以前祖师大德他们之间的公案留下来，对不对？哈啊，念佛是谁？主要是因为现在晚近的时代，很多人在念佛，念，你可以也是这个念佛的方法，到最后你心里起了那个疑情，你想要知道念佛。念佛，那这个念佛的道理是谁？其实他的方法也是可以直接接到话头来用哦。可是这些话头它是死的，因为已经不是应你的机给你的哦。那可是你可不可以给自己给你自己一个话头？你说我现在想知道，等一下中午要吃什么？这个话头对不对？你可以给自己给一个话，比如说现在可能你很想知道，有些人比如说很想知道他来这个哦，比如说很想知道，有些人很不清楚他是谁嘛，吼，一个很多人会想要知道这个生命的意义是什么，然后就会问说，哎，我是谁？我是谁？可不可以给这个话头？可以吼，要师父 approve 啊。
So, Fa Shi shared, some of the Hua Tou Shifu usually use, the words of origin. We want words origin we're trying to find. So one is, who is dragging this corpse around? Another is, who is reciting Buddha's name? And, another one is, before you were born, what was your original face?And these are fixed 话头 and passed down from patriarchs and Chan masters. So can you give yourself some 话头? Can you give yourself some question? Some people, can you ask, what do we eat for lunch today? Or some people ask themselves,who am I? What's the meaning of life? And one of our Bodhisattva shared, she thinks, no, you cannot give yourself 话头 because some Chan Master needs to approve it.
其实师父也讲过，在真正的参话头之前，可以有一些方便，你可以先让自己想要去养成这个想要知道的那个心，你可以先问， 你有兴趣的东西。
So, Shifu shared that before you investigate in Huatou, before you practice method, there is this convenience method that cultivates your idea of doubting, cultivates your curiosity to know. So before you practice Huatou, you can ask some question that you're interested in.
可是如果这个话头你不应该还不能称它是话头，如果这个问题这个 疑惑你很想知道，可是你自己可以给它答案的，这个就不是好话头。为什么？因为你就会落入什么，你的思维，你自己的解释，你自己的概念，然后你就会认为说啊，我知道了，然后这时候就怎么了，你就会好，一个自我心可能就会又更坚固了，是不是这样？
So, to begin the practice, so you can definitely ask yourself some question you're interested in, but these are just questions. There are not a lot of, most of them are not 话头. So for these questions, for example, if you, they have a clear answer, then they're not a good 话头. So, because, for these questions, you will start to, logical thinking, analyzing, you start to come up with explanation, and you say, oh, I know the answer to this question. And this is not 话头, this is not origin of words. This just keeps you trapped in your idea of self.
即使我们用比如说祖师大德给我们的这些话头，比如说什么是你的本来面目？如果你佛学知识很丰富的人，你可能也开始给你很多答案，对不对？哦，你就会回答说，我的本来面目是什么？就是佛性，就是无。哦，啊，什么是无？你就会很多很多答案都出来了嘛，对不对？哦，那这是用话头正确的方法吗？不是。哦，其实不断的回答，只要是可以思维，哦，只要是可以用语言文字表达出来的东西，那个都不是你真正的答案。
So for example, even if for the real 话头 the one that passed down, for example, before you were born, what was your original face? And for a lot of Bodhisattva who sit here, who, you know, who read a lot of sutras and texts, we will soon come up with a lot of answers of our own. We will say, what is our original face? Our original face is Buddha nature, is emptiness. We will come up with all sorts of answers that we think are correct. But this is not what 话头 practice is. This is, if we are still using words, if we are still using logical thinking, then it is not 话头 practice.
好，那这边讲哈，那我们在咬住这个话头的目的是什么？其实就是在以这一个念，看住话头的这个念头来抵制妄念。那训老和尚指出，这实在是不得已的方法，哦，所以就像我们身上长了一个肿瘤，一个恶毒，你一定要用什么开刀治疗的方式来治疗它，否则，哦，没有办法，哦，起任何的作用，哦，所以那这个话头就是什么，这一把什么刀。
So Master Xuyin talked about when one begins looking into a 话头, one must grasp it tightly, never letting go like the mouse chewing its way out. And this is method is a last resort. It is as if someone had been pierced by a poison arrow, and you use this drastic measure, you use this tight grasping, this never letting go to fight your other graspings.
So, 可是这一念是什么？你看住话头的这一念，可是这一念，它是不是也是妄念呢？我们讲以前讲说，你在对治妄念的时候，你就是觉察妄念，赶快回到方法，不断的回到方法。我们讲说这个方法是什么？正念，对不对？哦，你用正念来对治你其他的妄念，哦。可是最后连这一个所谓的正念，其实它还是什么妄念。所以我们最后连我们这个所谓的正念，这个所谓的方法，我们都是要能把它怎样放下。
So this one grasping, this one thought in Hua Tou, is it itself a wandering thought? It is. So in the beginning, we say we use this method. We use different methods, to fight all other thoughts. Because you have a lot of wandering thoughts, so you focus on the method, the correct method. But in the end, we need to let go of that correct method also.
哦，所以这边虚云老和尚也指出说，我们古人的公案很多，可是后来比较大家有在用的公案，就是跟我们讲的哈，拖着死尸走的是谁，我们的本来面目是什么，然后念佛是谁哈。然后他这里提到说，其实这些话头他都一样，他其实要问、要看、要去参究的，其实都是一样，都是要去参究什么？我们那一颗本心是什么？所以他这边讲，这些话头都一样，都很平常，它并没有什么奇特的。所以他说，你也可以问什么？我现在看经的人是谁？持咒的是谁？拜佛的是谁？吃饭、穿衣、走路、睡觉的是谁？这些是谁？
So.Master Xu Ying shared some common Hua Tou, who is dragging this corpse around. Before you were born, what was your original face, and who is reciting Buddha's name? So in fact, all Hua Tou are the same. There is nothing special about them. So if you wanted to, you could say who is reciting sutras, who is reciting mantras, who is prostrating to Buddha.Who is eating, who is wearing these clothes, who is walking, who is sleeping. In the end, they are all the same. And the answer to the question, who is derived from one's mind?
所以我们不要在参话头的时候不要被这个语言文字卡住了。我们是要看透看到这个语言文字这个话头背后的真正的那个东西，那个真正的根源，真正的根本是什么东西，哦，而不是只是看到话头这个语言文字像而已，哦。所以接下来旭云老师就要讲说，这些所有跟所谓的想要知道去是谁的这些，他的答案到底是在哪里，哦，他就说其实他就解释了，说这边其实他就是在解释什么叫做话头这两个字，哦。
So, because these 话头 are the same, the answer to the question is who, and it is derived from one's mind. That's why so we must make sure we don't get trapped in.This words, this phenomenon of words, in the end, we go back to who, and it is, we need to get through these words and get to the final thing that we are supposed to see, which is our mind. and Master Xu Ying did some more explanation here.
好，他这里就解释到说，心化是从心起，心是化之头，念从心起，心是念之头，所以万法皆从心起。心生，心是万法之头。
So to explain the 话头 right, we talked about 话 is words and 头 is origin. So what is the origin of all words? So Master Xu Ying explained that mind is the origin of all words. And thoughts come out of mind.Mind is the origin of all thoughts. That's why innumerable dharmas are generated from mind. Mind is the origin of all dharmas or phenomena. In fact, 话头 is a thought.
所以话头其实话头就是念的头、哦、在念之前那个东西就叫话头啊，那个话头其实就是我们什么，我们的心，所以在一念未生以前就叫做话头。
So in fact 话头 is the origin of the thought. So before a thought arises, there is the origin of words. Hence looking into a 话头 is contemplating mind.
所以从这里讲，我们刚刚讲，他举到这么多例子，你在行住坐卧里面，你都可以不断的去问，这个是谁？在做这件事情的人是谁？你在做这个东西的时候，做任何的事情，行住坐卧，生活种种的行义行为，你都可以把这一颗疑情。放在心里面，不断的去参究，去问是谁，哦，然后其实这个直接就是去看你那颗心，你的念头这边就解释吗？你为什么会有，比如说我现在讲话，我为什么会讲出这些话？你一定是从心里面起来的，否则你的语言文字没有办法出来，对不对？那你的念头也是。你的心里面有起念的嘛，起心动念，我们说你才有那个念头才会动起来嘛。如果你心没有起，哦，你们不会有念头，我们不会有身口意的造作，是不是这样子？好，哦，所以我们说万法皆从心生，一切唯心造，是不是这样子？哦，
So that's why we talk about some of the common 话头 we can use is who is walking, who is sleeping, who is eating, who is wearing these clothes. So whenever we're eating or walking or sleeping, we can ask us this question, who is doing this? We need to cultivate this habit of doubts and we observe and contemplate our mind.When we're talking, we need to observe how our thoughts arises, and we want to observe that it's our mind that originates all these thoughts, and because we have all these thoughts going on.And if we don't go back to method, we just keep having wandering thoughts.
可是常常啊，我们的心就是这么怎样，这么混乱，哦，念头太多。我们常常都已经念头不知道起了多少了，我们才有觉得啊，原来我的心是什么散乱的。哦，即使你说我们在念佛。我们在参话头，甚至在看我们的呼吸，我们都已经是怎样？没有在当下那一刻在用方法， 我们都是慢半拍，我们都是怎样后知后觉的状态在用功。所以我这边其实后接下来的文字他有讲，就会讲到说，其实我们如果是这样子，我们都是慢半拍的才去觉照到，我们都是在话尾上用功，而不是在话头上用功。
So a lot of us, our mind, we have a lot of wandering thoughts, and we use a lot of methods, including 话头, and a lot of us, we don't observe, we don't contemplate in that instant. We're usually, we come back and we have the backwards insight, so we're usually slow we're a little bit slow to become aware of this situation. And we will talk about it in the future, but basically these are not the origin of words. These are the tail of words.
那我们一开始还没有办法去觉照到，我们这个觉照力真的是太不足了，所以在话尾上用功需不需要？还是需要，对，我们在话尾上用功其实就是不断的在做什么，把我们的心训练的更集中，更能够觉照，当你的心能慢慢的把那些沉淀杂质沉淀下来之后，你的心慢慢的细了，你一定会变成是什么？从后知后觉变成什么？现知现觉，再变成什么？怎么可能变成不知不觉？那就更糟糕了啊！要变成先知先觉。
So we say these are those post insights, these slow awareness. They are the tail of words. But do we need those? We definitely need these. We need these, afterthoughts, these awareness. Because after we look into these, we form the habit of these insights.We are able to slowly get rid of our defilement, just like how defilements or sins, they slowly go down to the bottom of the water. And we can slowly to go from these afterthoughts, these late insights into, the awareness of current awareness, that we aware of things as they are happening, and slowly become cultivate into an awareness of future events, an awareness before the future thoughts, before the thoughts arises.
所以我们现在要看到念头起来。我们现在都已经看到念头已经起了，我们才知道，对不对？那我们现在慢慢的功夫就是把它拉近，念头要起的时候啊，你就知道说你要起念头了。然后，可是我们在面对现象，会不会起念头？一定要的啊，否则你没办法产生作用，对不对？你一定要知道，可是我们的起念头跟佛菩萨开悟的人的起念头有什么不一样？我们起的念头都是什么？分别心、好恶心、贪嗔痴的心，对不对？可是开悟的人他起的念头是什么心？慈悲心、智慧心，因为他要应对现象。开悟的人会不会不应对现象？不会，他还是应对现象，他对现象是清清楚楚的，所以他还是在现象里面，他还是能够运作，可是他不会怎么样分别执着。 他是用慈悲跟智慧，否则你说我们怎么度众生、哦、他一定要能够到我们这个五浊恶世里面来、哦、所有的显现他要能够跟我们是在一起的，我们才可以知道，否则他讲那个语言高高在上，我们可能听不懂，对不对、哦、听不懂啊、哦、他一定要用我们可以知道的语言慢慢去引导我们、哦、所以他还是有这些现象的运作，可是主要跟我们不一样的是，我们起的是执着分别，他的不是、嗯、
So when thoughts arises, when they come, we talked about we want to cultivate the awareness to be aware of them. So let's talk about these thoughts. So when a phenomenon arises, so do we or do Bodhisattva these so have thoughts? So these Bodhisattva or enlightened one, they definitely have thoughts because they still need to do their, you know, first they are aware of everything and they need to deliver, they still need to deliver innumerable sentient beings. So they still have thoughts. The difference is we, ordinary sentient beings, we also have thousands of wandering thoughts when phenomenon arises. So the thoughts we have, the difference is in the thoughts we have. So we have wandering thoughts. We have the thoughts of distinguishing that, oh, this is what I like. This is what I don't like. This is good. That is bad. We have thoughts of greedy, ignorance, and anger. Versus Bodhisattvas, in enlightened ones, they have the thoughts of compassionate and wisdom. And so they still need to respond to all these dharmas and phenomena, but they won't have attachment, they won't distinguish. They have these compassionate and wisdom, they have thoughts of compassionate and wisdom in order to deal with different phenomena, different dharma to deliver innumerable sentient beings.
所以我们要让我们的心能够直起慈悲跟智慧心之前、啊、我们就要先把我们的杂质先过滤掉，那个杂质其实就是什么、哦、就是我们的妄想执着，对不对、哦、所以我们就是用这个话头、哦、这个方法，这边介绍的主要的就是话头这个方法来帮我们除妄想、哦、帮我们除妄想，当我们妄想慢慢的清楚了消融了之后，我们能够只看到什么，在看到我们这个念之前的那个心到底真正是什么。所以我们在参话头一开始可能我们还是在这个话头的话尾上用功，是慢慢的你要能够看透这个话头，看到背后那个东西、哦、所以对我们来讲我们是渐渐的修行、哦、渐修嘛、哦、可是顿悟是一刹那间的事情，对不对？就是在那一刻而已，对不对？
So in order to only have the thoughts of wisdom and compassion, first what we beginner do is we get rid of these defilements, these other wandering thoughts of distinguishing and attachments. And we need to be aware of these wandering thoughts. And in the end, they will slowly go away.And we need to learn to observe our mind before a thought arises. So we still need to practice and do the work of looking and investigating into the tail of the words. But in the end, we want to get through that and see the mind that's behind the thoughts. That's the origin of the words. And that's why we're slowly but diligently practicing. But theEnlightenment, the awareness is in an instant.
好，那我们今天其实这一段吼，后面还有大概三段，我们可能就是下次把它结束掉。好，那今天就跟大家分享到这边，阿弥陀佛。
So we still have three more paragraphs we will go over next time. 阿弥陀佛。Thank you.